If there's one question that crosses the mind of every single person at one time or another in our lives, it's got to be, what is the purpose of my life? This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today we bring our series called What on Earth Am I Here For? To a close. Rick will bring it all together for us with a final look at discovering God's unique purpose for each of our lives. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can get a beautifully illustrated devotional for children by Pastor Rick. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000 while you listen to today's message. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Why God Made You.
Now, this world is broken. It's full of sin, and it's still cool. There are some waterfalls and, unbelievable sights. I've seen them around the world. And the God who made this, and this is broken. Imagine the perfection. We can't imagine what heaven's going to be like. But you're not going to sit around and do nothing in heaven. You're going to serve. So as I said, God wants you to practice serving God so you're not a doofus when you get there. You know how to do it. Now, you say, well, how in the world do I serve a God who's invisible? I can't see him. Good point. You're going to see God in heaven, but we don't see him here. So how in the world do I serve an invisible God? How do I do that? Well, the Bible says we serve God by serving others. Here on earth, the way you practice serving God is by serving other people. And Jesus said, if you've done it to the least of these, you've done it to me. And the Bible says, even if you give a cup of cold water to somebody in Jesus' name, he says, that's like you just did it to me. We serve God by serving others. Jesus said, you can't say you love God and hate your brother. The Bible says, if you say, well, I don't want to serve other people, you aren't really serving God. You cannot say, I don't need these people, I'm not going to help these people, and then say I love God at the same time. It's just not true. It's a lie, he says. So God made us to serve God by serving other people. Now notice this next verse, 1 Peter 4:10. It's talking about using your talents to make a difference in the world, to make a contribution, to make an impact. This is your ministry or your service in life. God has given each of you, the Bible says, some special abilities. Be sure to use them to make a lot of money. No, to help each other. Passing on to others God's many kinds of blessing. God has given you your shape, S-H-A-P-E, to use to benefit the world, to make it a better place, and to practice serving God by serving others. So write this down. The fourth purpose of my life is to serve God by serving others. And when you do what you're good at, mechanically, musically, preparing a meal, whatever you're good at, whatever you love to do, and you do it in Jesus' name to help others, God says you're practicing serving me. The purpose is to serve God by serving others. One of the most dramatic examples of serving God by serving others, or serving what I call the undeserving, is the story of Ashley Smith. Some of you don't even remember this because you were too young when it happened, but in 2005, on March 11th, 2005, there was a guy, a criminal in Atlanta named Brian Nichols, who was on trial. He'd been arrested and was on trial for rape, and he was in an Atlanta courthouse. And somehow in the courthouse, he grabbed the gun of the deputy in the courthouse, shot the judge and killed him in front of everybody. Shot the court reporter and killed him, shot the deputy, and then later shot a federal agent, killed four people and escaped. And there was a massive manhunt all over Atlanta trying to find Brian. And Brian Nichols was his name. And they were searching, it was world news. I was in Africa working in an AIDS hospice when I heard about Brian Nichols and how they were doing this massive manhunt trying to find this guy for days. And one of the ways he avoided being found out is he took a young woman hostage He kidnapped her, took her to her house, and tied her up and put her in the bathtub. And her name was Ashley Smith. I know her. And Ashley Smith thought, I'm going to be raped, and I'm going to be killed. And started this ordeal. Now, it just so happened that Ashley had just started attending a church in Atlanta that was using Saddleback's Celebrate Recovery program. And she was a meth addict. And she had started going to Celebrate Recovery in a church. And somebody had given her a copy of Purpose Driven Life. And so she was reading it, and it was laying around the house. And over the hours and hours and hours that she was held captive by this Brian Nichols, she began to talk to him, and he saw the book, and she said, can I read it to you? And he said, sure. And so she opened to the chapter she was reading, which was chapter 34, Thinking Like a Servant. You're shaped to serve God. Thinking like a servant. And she began to read it, and he asked her to read it aloud to him. And as she read it, she made a decision in her mind, I may lose my life, but I'm going to serve this guy. I'm going to serve the undeserving. And as they began to talk about it, he began to soften in his approach. He untied her. He let her out of the bathtub. And then she fixed him breakfast, made him pancakes, and he commented on, you gave me real butter. And then he kind of wanted to do something for her, and so he hung her curtains. And this whole time, he's holding her captive. And he kept saying, read me more of Purpose-Driven Life. And finally, in reading this book to her, she convinced him to let her go and she called the police. They came outside the house, and he came out and turned himself in without incident. Imagine you're a young Christian woman, Ashley's age. You get kidnapped by a guy who's just murdered four people. He ties you up in the bathtub. You're more likely to be thinking about your fear rather than serving this guy, cooking him pancakes. But it was in her servant-heartedness, serving the undeserving, that she was most like Jesus. She gained her own freedom and protected her life.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Pastor Rick says that it's vitally important for children to understand that they are not an accident, and that even before the universe was created, God had a plan and a purpose for each one of them in mind. This is the reason he created the Purpose Driven Life 100 Illustrated Devotions for Children. This special resource uses the principles found in Pastor Rick Warren's life-changing bestseller, The Purpose Driven Life, but delivers them as devotions that speak directly to the daily challenges kids face. Paired with powerful scripture passages and engaging illustrations, little ones will thrive on the wisdom that has helped millions of readers throughout the world. We'll send the Purpose Driven Life 100 Illustrated Devotions for Children to you today as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Make sure you get a copy for all the children God has placed in your life. Kids, grandkids, and nieces, nephews, and kids in your neighborhood. They will be blessed by this amazing resource. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick with two R's in the middle.com. Today is the last day to get this great study tool, so don't wait.
Did you know that you were made for a mission? You were. In fact, God gave you unique talents and experiences so that you can help other people. If you want to learn how to share the hope of Jesus while tackling some of the biggest needs in today's society, join Pastor Rick Warren at the very first Made for a Mission conference. It's happening October 1st through 3rd at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California. At this conference, we'll help you figure out what God God shaped you to do and show you how to do it. Whether it's helping vulnerable children find families, promoting reconciliation, or tackling poverty, you'll get the tools you need to change your community and your world. This is not just an inspirational conference. You'll walk away with real skills to start making an impact. For more information and to register, visit madeformission.church. Again, that's madeformission.church.
Hi, everybody. It's Pastor Rick with some really big news. My Daily Hope devotionals are now available in Chinese. Isn't that great? We have over a full year of Chinese devotionals available. And if you know someone who would enjoy reading these devotionals in Chinese, please, right now, email me and I'll send you the link. My email is rick@pastorrick.com, rick@pastorrick.com. Thanks a lot.
Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
You were planned for God's pleasure so you'd learn to love and know God. You were formed for God's family so you'd learn to love other people in the family of God, in the church family. You're created to become like Christ so you're to grow up spiritually. You're shaped to serve God so you are to serve God by serving others. There's one other thing God wants you to do on earth. God made me for a mission. God made me for a mission. God put you on earth first to know him, then to learn some things, then to become some things, then to do some things. And the doing part is called your mission. Jesus says in John 17, verse 18, "In the same way that the Father gave me a mission in the world, I give them a mission in the world." God puts you on this planet to make a unique contribution. It is my job as your pastor to help you get prepared for your ministry and your mission in the world, because one day you're going to stand before God and he's going to say, "What did you do with what I gave you?" You're going to answer to God one day for what you did with your life. What did you do with the talent, the ability? "Well, I made a lot of money, retired, and died." Wrong answer. Acts 20, verse 24, Paul says this, "I consider my life to be wasted unless I use it to complete my mission and finish the assignment that the Lord Jesus has given to me, to tell me the good news about God's grace." Now, I don't have time to get into this, but the bottom line is that God has a mission and a message that he wants to explain through you to the world. You have a unique life message and a unique life mission. Proverbs 19:21 says this, "We can make all kinds of plans, but only God's purposes will last forever." Question, what are you following right now? Your plan for your life or God's plan for your life? Huh? You following God's plan or you following your plan? You following your plan? How's that working for you? You feel pretty fulfilled, pretty satisfied, feel like, man, my life is exactly what it was supposed to be. The Bible says only God's purposes will last forever. You know what the problem with most people is today? Their dreams are too small. Their dreams are too small. The biggest dream that most people have is, "I just want to be happy. I just want to live the good life, really." And we define the good life in Southern California as looking good, feeling good, and having the goods. There's only one problem with a good life. It isn't good enough. It doesn't satisfy. There are thousands of people in Southern California who look good, feel good, and have the goods, and are miserable. I talk to them all the time. Because you were made for more. And at some point, you put your head down on the pillow at night, and you go, "There's got to be more than this. There's got to be more than the good life." And the reason you think that is because there is. There is. You were made for so much more than you're living right now. So much more than you're living right now. You were made for more than the good life. You were made for the better life. The Bible says this, 2 Corinthians 5, "Jesus included everyone in his death so everyone could be included in his life. A far better life." There's that word, better life. Not the good life, the better life. "A far better life than people ever lived on their own." The good life isn't good enough. You were made for more. You're made for the better life, the step up of fulfilling God's purposes for your life. You say, "How do I get that? How do I get to the better life?" The Bible says this in Psalm 34:8, "Open your eyes. Open your eyes and see how good God is, how much he loves you. Blessed are you who run to him. I like that word run, because here's the point. If all of a sudden somebody told me that there's a better life than I'm living right now, I'm in. I'm not going to wait. I don't think about it. I don't procrastinate. I don't delay. I don't say, one day I'll check it out, that there might possibly be a better life than I'm in right now. No, I'm going to run. If somebody tells me there's a better way to live than I'm living right now, I'm going to run to it, because I decided a long time ago I'm not going to waste my life. You may waste your life, but I'm not going to waste mine. And if there's a better way to live, then I'm going to run to it. And how do you run to it? Open your eyes and see how good God is. Now, if I could only teach you one thing, if I only had one message to preach in my entire life, it would be this. Open your eyes to the goodness of God. Receive the love of God. No man will ever love you. No woman will ever love you like your Creator does, like Jesus Christ does. And to go entirely through your entire life disconnected from your Creator, who loves you that much, makes no sense at all. If somebody was willing to die for you, wouldn't you want to know about it? If somebody loved you so much they died for you, wouldn't you want to know them? Somebody did die for you. His name is Jesus Christ. And he died for you to pay for all the things you've done wrong so you could live a life of purpose, formed for God's family, planned for God's pleasure, created to become like Christ, shaped to serve God, made for a mission. And my plea to you as your pastor is, do not waste your life. Decide right now that for the rest of your life, you're going to give the best of your life, not to your girlfriend, not to your boyfriend, not to your job, not to something else, but to God and his kingdom. Because you weren't put here for all those other things. You were put here for these purposes, and to ignore them is an enormous waste of your life. It is no accident that you are here this weekend. God knows that you've been frustrated with your life. He knows your hurts. He knows your sadnesses. He knows your fears. He knows the turmoil that goes inside of you. He knows the loneliness you feel when you put your head down on the pillow at night. He knows the insecurities that you feel that you don't want to admit to anybody else. He knows all of that. And you may have thought, there's got to be a better way to live. There is. I just taught it to you. There is. I call it a purpose-driven life. I don't care what you call it. Just do it. Become what God made you to be, the man God made you to be, the woman God made you to be. Matthew 11, Jesus says, are you tired? Are you worn out? Are you burned out on religion? Then come to me for a real rest. He's not talking about religion. He says a relationship. Come to me for a real rest, and you'll recover your life, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. And who is this invitation available to? Next verse, Acts 10, 35. It makes no difference who you are or where you're from. If you want God and you're ready to do as he says, the door is open. Doesn't matter who you are, where you are from, what's your background, doesn't matter what you've done, who you've done it with, or how long you've done it. Makes no difference what your religious background is. You may be Buddhist or Baptist or Muslim or Mormon or Methodist or Catholic or Christian or Jewish or Hindu. You may be an atheist, an agnostic. I don't care what background, no background at all. It says, this offer is available to you. And it says, it doesn't even matter if you have doubts. Bring your doubts with you. Doubt your doubts and believe your beliefs. And at the bottom of your message notes, I've written a prayer to start living the life that God created you to live, the life of purpose. And here's what I want us to do. I want us to read this aloud together. So here's what I'd like to ask you to do. Bow your head right now, but keep your eyes open. And I want you to look at your notes and read it. Now, if you don't have the notes in front of you, look up here on the screen and read it. We're going to pray this prayer aloud together. So you can bow your head and read it on the notes, or you can look up here on the screen. Let's say it together. Dear God, everything you created has a purpose, including me. I don't want to miss my purpose or waste my life or live it disconnected from you anymore. Instead, I want to become what you designed me to be. Starting today, I want to follow your plan for my life, not my plan. You made me for a relationship with you, so I want to get to know you and love you and trust you. Thank you for sending Jesus to pay for my sin. Help me to understand that. I humbly ask that you accept me into your family forever. I want to grow more like Jesus every day, and I want to use my life on earth to serve you by serving others. Help me to share this good news with others and to fulfill my life mission. I invite you into every area of my life. Amen. Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody, and why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together, so please stay with us. If you missed anything, just go to PastorRick.com to listen online anytime or to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Pastor Rick says it's vitally important for children to understand that they are not an accident, and that even before the universe was created, God had a plan and a purpose for each of them in mind. This is the reason he created the Purpose-Driven Life 100 Illustrated Devotions for Children. This special resource uses the principles found in Pastor Rick Warren's life-changing bestseller, The Purpose-Driven Life, but delivers them as devotions that speak directly to daily challenges kids face. Paired with powerful scripture passages and engaging illustrations, little ones will thrive on the wisdom that has helped millions of readers throughout the world. We'll send you The Purpose-Driven Life 100 Illustrated Devotions for Children as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Make sure you get a copy for all the children God has placed in your life. Kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, and kids in your neighborhood will be blessed by this amazing resource. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to get yours. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Today is the last day to get this great study tool, so don't wait. Here's Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
I love to end our broadcast by reading letters from people like you. Here's one from Melissa, who lives in Colombia. Pastor Rick, I just want to say thanks to you and thanks to God for helping me understand the Bible and for helping bring so many souls to Jesus Christ. I've been blessed because you put your messages online for free. And because of that free ministry, I have access to the truth. I cannot thank you enough. She says, I want to help, and I want to give what God commands to give me to give so that his message can reach the entire world. Thank you, Melissa, for Columbia. Well, Melissa, thank you. Thank you for your encouragement, and thank you for your financial gift, and thank you for caring about people who haven't heard the good news. You see, when we work together, we're able to do things we cannot do on our own. Together, we reach people that would never be reached any other way. And when you get to heaven, we're going to celebrate all the souls that have come to know Jesus Christ. So thank you for listening, thank you for supporting, and thank you for praying. And I want to say the same thing to all of the rest of you who are doing that too. God bless you, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.